Your show will go live in 5 seconds.
Oh, okay, wow.
Four,
great.
3, 2, 1.
Beep.
Beep.
Beep. Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Question mark?
It takes a long time sometimes, and it makes me really nervous.
It's funny. Yeah, that should be a thing that they just do, and it works well.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work that way.
Well, you know, at least they haven't changed it since they initially changed it.
That's true, without notifying anyone.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Not that we're angry.
Or bitter. Anyway, are you ready for the show tonight?
Oh, I actually am, as much as I could be.
Really? Yeah.
Well, you know, in this short amount of time.
Yeah, me too.
It's good.
All right. Well,
I think it's going to be a good show.
Well, what are we going to talk about today on the show?
Well, we've got thieves that steal more than $85,000 in pizza cheese.
Just the cheese?
Just the cheese. Hold the pizza. We'll talk about that in the weird news.
All right. Palcohol.
Oh, I've heard about this. Oh, this is so great. I'm glad we're going to be talking about this because I've only heard a little bit.
Oh, I got the goods.
And I'm really curious. There's a lot I don't understand.
Okay, yeah.
Also on the weird news, we got a car that plows into a Colorado pizza shop.
This is another pizza story?
More pizza stories. I tried to find three, but I only have two.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's all right.
We're going to talk about the Liar Bird. I know that sounds like a National Geographic story, but it's like
interesting.
Totally fascinating.
Okay. Yeah, I'm interested. Here's a Florida story. A man accused of taking alcohol, macaroni, and a lamp stolen from a store. We'll talk about that.
All the same store?
The same store. We'll talk about that and why he might have done that in the weird news.
And finally, the never-ending winter.
Yeah.
The jinx and some grocery store awkwardness. All that and more.
Okay.
Coming up as part of the Hot Topics.
Okay, great. Looking forward to that.
This week only on the Derek and Kay Show. Are you ready to start the show?
Yeah.
Press that button.
Yeah.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
I don't know what that voice was. I really don't.
It was good. We'll bring it back.
It's kind of weird.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you
doing? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, motherfucker.
This is fun.
Hey, gorgeous.
You're fishing.
What was that?
You're fishing.
Oh.
Pussycats, don't fit some bun on your plate.
Eat it all.
Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun.
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
No homo, okay. We love Derek K. Show, you bet. Johnny J. on the Derek and K. Show, kicking it old school.
Woo!
With the beautiful, beautiful K. and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and K. Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is March 15th, 2015.
Beware.
I believe it's almost St. Patrick's Day. That's what that's all about.
Beware the Ides of March.
That's right. This is episode 205, I believe.
Yes.
And we're over 285,000 listens.
Holy shit, come on!
We are, of course, the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet!
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Join us on our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras and highlights. Follow us on the Twitter. Like us on Facebook. And we are also on Vine. Fun vines for you to observe and watch on your iPhone or iPad or computer. And lastly, give us a call when we are live Sundays at 7 at 661-467-2416.
Yeah, that's us.
See, I'm looking over here all the time.
Oh, there's a few different numbers.
And that's not the right number
to
say.
The one on the left hand.
This is the right number to say. I don't know what's going on. Like, I used to be able to spit that out like no problem, but I'm having issues today and over the past few months, actually.
I'm starting to get to know it after all these years.
Well, I haven't memorized, but for some reason I want to look over here and say this number.
Yeah.
But this is our host Cullen number and not the correct one. None of you should know that number.
No. And we're both here, so we don't need to call it.
I think that voice was like to scare away cramps.
Did it work? Because that's how you get rid of them, is you scare them away.
Okay. It doesn't make any sense. I know at all. But sometimes,
like
if
hiccups.
You have the feminine cramps
mm-hmm.
that come with parts of your cycle, mm-hmm. you can scare them away.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
It doesn't make any sense, but sometimes you can scare them away. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
With like even some like adrenaline or some excitement you uh-huh. can do, you can scare them away for a while.
I did not know that. This is very fascinating. Oh, wait, I got to open the door for the show. I forgot to do that.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
We got to get better about this. Because we got to come in, you know, the show, throw back to the Don and Mike show. We got to enter the show.
I miss the Don and Mike show.
That's what we got. We got to remember the door. All of our crazy sound effects and...
They're half the show.
And inside jokes, all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we're in the show.
We're in the show.
You scared away your cramps.
I did. I scared away the cramps. So they're at bay right now. They they might come back, but who knows how long until they come back. But, you know, it's part of being the lady.
That's right.
You know?
And there's your vagina.
Yeah. Sometimes it hurts down there. Your muscles start to,
that's
like,
what she said.
Do
that's what she said, yeah.
Painful things. But it's all about...
That's horrible.
It's like, well, being alive makes me feel alive.
Yeah. I read somewhere once that's the punishment for not having a kid this month.
It is.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It is the punishment.
Yeah. You did not produce a child.
I did not. Damn. Oh, well. I failed.
Next
time. Failure.
Next.
Failure.
Baby machine failure. Anyway, how you doing?
I am pretty great.
Yeah?
Yeah, now things are good.
What you been doing all day?
Well, I've been, you know, I've been like cleaning, even though it may
with
not look
cleaner?
Like this. No, I haven't actually. I need to vacuum.
Oh, okay.
But I purposely, yeah, I got this new vacuum cleaner.
It's a fancy vacuum cleaner.
It's crazy. It's the real, you know, I never knew that there were like, you know, I was using a shop vac from the hallway that was free. And I'm just using that blowing dust and dirt all around. But, you know, picked up the cat hair a little bit.
A little bit.
It finally died.
It kicked it.
It finally died, yeah. And so I had to get a vacuum.
You had to go out and purchase a vacuum.
First time in my life purchasing a vacuum cleaner.
Did you get a deal or did you pay retail price?
I did not get a deal.
Oh, damn.
But I'll tell you, I got it.
I'm always trying to get it. I'm always trying to pull the okey-doke and get a deal.
I think I paid average.
Okay.
I did not pay too much.
You didn't overpay.
I did not overpay. But the key is I got it in a couple days, which I needed.
Oh, okay.
Because it was going to get a little insane here.
Was it an Amazon.com?
It certainly was. Not a sponsor of the show.
Okay.
But maybe, you know. There's also, you know.
They don't need it. They don't need us to say their name. Everybody goes to
that's
Amazon.
That's right. Well, we could, you know. They do sponsor a lot of podcasts, you know.
That's true.
Just saying.
Maybe we should get on there.
They do have a shop, though, right around the corner, right on my block. They got for the vacuum cleaner.
Really?
Miele.
Oh, yeah. I saw down there on the... on Beacon.
But it's conveniently right? only open when I'm working. Except for Saturdays. I don't want this Saturday.
Well, you're gonna have to go down there on Saturday if anything happens to your Mila.
Yeah, I guess I could. Yeah.
So, there's designer vacuums.
It's amazing.
Mila's one of them, and then with Dyson, the other designer vacuum.
Yeah. Well, I like the German engineering. I think they got that down.
You think they're good at that?
I think so. I mean, they may have done some things wrong in history. You know, I'm just saying, but...
you mean like the Holocaust? That was kind of a mistake, wasn't it?
That was a downer.
Yeah, that was a real downer. What's going
wow,
on?
Wow, that was weird.
Whoa, dude.
Flipping
out.
But I'm loving this vacuum cleaner. It's no joke. I mean, it's got the two filters, the air filter. I mean, no, people tune in for this, I know. But
vacuum talk.
But it's amazing.
This is the second time we've talked about a vacuum.
Yeah, I remember you talked about yours, and I was kind of like, if it's a shop vac, I don't understand what that's all about.
It's exciting. But,
it is really exciting. It's amazing what it picks up.
Well, congratulations on your new baby.
Thank you. I'm gonna eventually get this place clean. But so I've been cleaning up my place, going through a lot of crap. You see that whole big box behind you? That's all trash. It's amazing. how much crap I got here.
You got a lot of stuff.
I got a few boxes I'm going to put on D-Bay. I'm going to sell a bunch of stuff. That's exciting.
You put it on Derek Bay?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Not much else has been happening this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what? Tomorrow, I'm excited about tomorrow. I don't know if I told you this. My sweetie and I, Megan, she got me tickets to a video game concert. You know, the orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow night. I'm excited about that.
I'm trying to get in on that.
Are you really?
Yeah. I got some inside connections.
Are you going to be going?
No, but I'm trying to get in on it, performing.
Performing?
In it.
Oh, that would be so amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow.
Trying to get in on it. Maybe next year.
Ready?
Sized.
Yeah. Well, I've always wanted to kind of go to one of these. So she got tickets on Valentine's Day.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we're going to go tomorrow night. That's what's going on with me.
Huh. Well, it is Eve's birthday tomorrow.
That's right. Wow, something
Whoa.
Just happened.
Whoa, just dude. Oh, that was weird.
We just completely lost our monitor headphones there. Yeah, it's Eve's birthday tomorrow.
Yep,
yes,
his
yes.
birthday.
I am just listening.
So we were at the Cape yesterday at his sister-in-law's. We were at his sister-in-law's? No, my sister-in-law's, his sister's.
Uh-huh.
We were celebrating. We had cake, ice cream cake and dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And there was some watching of Miniature Space on the Apple TV.
This is the YouTube thing that you like
yeah,
so bad.
Yeah, with little
food. I've watched a few of those.
There was a new one with like a little tiny, tiny cake.
Oh, that's perfect for her birthday.
Yeah, it was like frosted and everything.
Really?
Yeah,
you baked the cake?
A layer cake. No, it wasn't baked. It just got made from bread.
Oh, and bread and strawberries. Just frosting it?
Well, there's strawberries on it too and sprinkles.
That's not
and
great.
The tiniest ladle you've ever seen.
I know, he's got the tiny ladle. Well, the thing I like about that. Well, I'm not even sure if I like it. But
I like it.
But the thing. So what Kay's talking about is on the
this
YouTube.
This is a YouTube channel.
What's the channel?
The channel is called Miniature Space.
Right. And so
Maybe
this
we'll
guy.
We'll put it in the show description later.
This guy is like cooking little tiny foods.
Yeah.
But the thing I appreciate
it's
about
Japanese.
It. Oh, it's Japanese. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that they actually will go through the process of cooking, even though it's like dollhouse scale size.
Yes,
like they'll
amazing.
Actually make soup. They'll actually be making the miso soup. They're actually like got it under a flame.
Or frying chicken.
That's right.
There's fried chicken. There's like chicken kebab one. I haven't seen
I saw
the soup
french
one.
Fry one.
Oh, yeah, the french fry one.
Which
that was kind
really,
of unsatisfying.
Which was really crazy.
But the pancake one was amazing.
Did I see that? I don't think. I might have seen like three or four of them.
Well, the first
I'm trying
pancake,
just figuring out what you see in it.
When
I'm
you flipped
still not
it,
sure.
It didn't turn out very well.
Uh-huh.
But the second pancake was perfect.
So what's the deal with this? What do you like about this and why does this even exist?
It's, I don't know, something about it. It's small food.
Small foods.
He's making food, like dollhouse-sized food.
It seems,
how is that not good?
It seems very inefficient to me. You're going to be really hungry. That's what I'm saying.
maybe it's for a squirrel like, or a hamster.
Could be for your hammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For your hamtaro.
Okay, even better.
Hamtaro. Whatever happened to hamtaro?
I wouldn't know.
Hamtaro was like a cartoon, Japanese cartoon. And they made a couple of video games, Hamtaro video games. And I didn't even watch Hamtaro, but I like was intrigued by the video game. And it was one of those video games where like it wasn't challenging, but you enjoyed it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Hamtaro.
Hmm.
It was like Hamtaro, Ham Ham Heartbreak. I remember the name of the game and everything.
When was that?
The game was, it was for like Game Boy Color. So it was like... It was a while ago. Hamtaro. I'm looking something up on the internet.
Okay, the internet.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Okay. I think the last game was Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak. That was for Game Boy Advance. Oh, Game Boy Advance.
Wow.
And then,
uh-huh.
Let's see. There was one called Ham Ham Games. Yeah, that's too bad. I want them to make another Ham Ham. Wait, Nintendo DS? Ham Ham Challenge? What's that? I want a Hamtaro game.
Looks like Kay found something to do.
I do. I want this. What kind of ratings did this get? Really fun game for all ages. Great game. He loves this game. A real dish by IGN Entertainment. A cute game. Hamtaro Ham Ham Challenge. So addictive and cute. I love to play. I'm sold. I need
oh!
it.
Oh, wow.
So
well,
what are you doing this game?
Let's see. It says, Uh-oh. There's no description here. It's just a Hamtaro game. Let's see. What does IGN say? Hamtaro games, Ham Challenge, skews to a much younger audience than Nintendo's Adventures did. So unless you're below the age of 10, or you're probably not going to get much enjoyment out of this one.
Wow.
as you have past Hamtaro titles. Aw. Well, that's no fun. Oh, well. I got plenty of games to play anyway. I got Zelda.
That's good.
I got two Zeldas to play. I'm in the middle of a Majora's Mask, and then I'm in the middle of a Link to the Past, or the Link Between Worlds, one of those games. And then I got Animal Crossing still going on. That never ends.
You just keep. That's not really a game, right? You just keep doing stuff.
It's a game, kind of. It's a game.
It seems like you just walk around and like do stuff.
You do.
You like do favors for people.
Yeah,
you steal
walk around
stuff.
And you talk to your neighbors and stuff. And then you catch fish and bugs.
You find someone you don't like and then you try to be mean to them so they'll move away.
Well,
that's just how you play.
If I find someone I don't like, I just don't talk to them.
And then eventually they move away, right?
Yeah. But if I really don't like them, then I can be mean. I can hit them over the head with my net.
Uh-huh.
Or I can push them. They get mad. I can push them in a pitfall.
That's right.
They don't like
always,
that either.
That's always funny.
Yeah. That's dumb. But yeah, I got lots of Nintendo games to play. I don't need that stupid Hamtaro game.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Anyway, I just left work and came here, so.
It's good timing. Yeah.
So I've been doing that all day, but I cannot wait to go home and watch The Jinx.
What's this?
So let me tell you. You're not even going to believe this.
Uh-huh.
So there's this HBO documentary, and it's about this real estate mogul's heir, Robert Durst.
Uh-huh.
And in 1982, Robert Durst's wife disappeared. Disappeared, I say with quotes.
Mm-hmm.
They never found her. She's just gone. Missing person.
Strange.
And he has been like the number one suspect for like years. They like her family was like, he killed her, you know, like, mm-hmm. You know, whatever. The family like is so sketchy. They're sketched out by him. They are totally convinced that like he killed her and they just haven't found the body. Hmm. But he was never convicted of anything
because
there's no body. He's just missing. So that was like in 1982. And then in 2000, he moved. No. In 2000, they were going to reopen the case about his missing wife, and his friend, Susan Berman, who was like a mob daughter, but it was like they were really, really close friends. They were going to question her about the disappearance.
Uh-huh.
She lived in California. She gets popped in the head in her apartment.
Oh,
like
my
execution
goodness.
Style. There was no sign of break into the apartment. So somebody who knew her, let him in, killed her. Back of the head. Robert Durst was in California when that happened. They don't know where he was in California,
right.
But he was in California.
Uh-huh.
So, and that was right around the time they're going to reopen the case and question her. So, bam, suspish.
Uh-huh.
Then he moves to Texas, starts dressing as a woman.
Ooh. Okay.
Moves into this nub's apartment, says he's mute, but is female, moves in there.
What's that mean? He just can't talk?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that had something to do with it.
Mute,
change.
No. Makes friends with this old guy named Morris Black. They become really good friends. Somehow, in his apartment, Robert Durst kills Morris Black, chops his body up into little pieces, and throws it into the bay.
Okay.
It's discovered like a week later or something like that. They found every piece of his body but the head.
Hmm.
So Robert Durst is arrested because he's stealing a sandwich at Wegmans.
Sure.
You can't make this stuff up.
This is a true story.
This is a true story.
Oh,
this is a
goodness,
real person.
This is horrible.
So he's arrested in Galveston, Texas,
mm-hmm.
for like stealing a sandwich at Wegmans, a hoagie or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's charged with this murder of this old dude, Morris Black. Because, duh, he cut up the body and put it in the bay.
Yeah.
He's claiming it was self-defense. I don't know. When you're like, you just like, oops, I killed somebody. Oops, I cut him up into like a million pieces.
That's, you don't do that for self-defense.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
So he hired like the best lawyer and paid him like millions of dollars. Millions. Because he's got so much money.
Yeah, yet he's stealing a hoagie.
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand why he's stealing a hoagie, but he's got so much money. This is like the wealthiest like real estate family in New York. He goes to jail for like 2 years for like improper disposal of a body. That's what he was. That's what he got.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
So he's out now because that was a long time ago. Just chilling. You know he like killed him out of cold blood or something like that. You know he killed Susan Berman, right? So like, they made this movie about him. Well, Andrew Jarecki made this movie about him starring Ryan Gosling in 2010. It was called All Good Things. It was about Robert Durst's story about his murders and whatever, you know, whatever that stuff. So Robert Durst sees the film, calls Andrew Jarecki and says, I like your film. I like the way you portrayed me. I want to give you an interview.
Oh, no.
Andrew Jarecki.
Oh, no.
Takes the 20-hour interview or whatever and like makes a documentary of it, calls it The Jinx, 6-episode HBO documentary. Bombshell happened last week about evidence. Arrested today.
Oh, really?
Season finale tonight. I'm butt-sized.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's big news.
You cannot make this stuff up.
Wow.
It is. It's like, it's riveting. You Robert Durst, it seems so, when he's talking, he seems so calm. And like, you know, he's like, oh, I didn't do it. You know, it's just all these coincidences. And he had the right answer for everything.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he has this weird blinking thing when he talks. He's like, he says, I didn't do it. And he's like,
oh no. And that always freaks me out.
So freaky.
People do the long blink.
Yeah, he's doing the blinking. And then when he thought the cameras were off, he was like, nobody tells the whole truth. Blah, blah, blah.
And his
And his lawyer came and was like, everybody can hear you. So I'm fascinated by this story. So I can't wait for the series finale tonight.
Wow.
It's coming on at eight.
Big news.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Eve got me into this because at first I had to watch All Good Things. Then I had to watch episode 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. So now I'm like, I'm all in. Shove my chips in. It's fascinating.
Well, so he's locked up now.
He's under arrest.
Okay.
In New Orleans. Who knows what he was doing there?
That's probably a good thing.
His little spring vacation or whatever. Not anymore. I don't know if it'll stick this time. I mean, he's got lots of money, you know? Yeah. And there was, I mean, I bet he killed all those people. So. But he just seems so calm, and he's at Starbucks, and everybody knows who he is in New York, you know, and they're like talking about him. In the documentary, though, you can see people like staring, and you're like, oh my God, there's Robert Durst.
Oh, that's really creepy.
Yeah, he's super creepy.
That's really creepy.
That was like, did you ever get into Serial, that podcast?
I've heard all about it,
but
I know people go crazy about it. People now know what podcasts are because of it.
Yes, that's great.
Which is probably like...
It was good for us, wasn't it?
Many people I've explained our show to, and they're like, you mean like Serial? I'm like, all right, come on, we're just two people, you know, just chatting about what we find interesting, keep it light and funny. That's what we do.
I mean, Serial's good. You got to check it out. But this, The Jinx is way better than Serial with the real life crime, you know, like story. It's like unbelievable. You would like, I could not believe, like, I'm dumbfounded about how he's out walking around. Oh, he clearly killed his wife, Susan Berman, and Morris Black in cold blood.
That's pretty bad. Well, I guess we're going to find out some information here.
I guess. We'll see what happens.
That could be exciting.
You don't just cut up a body if you like accidentally kill somebody.
No. I don't think you need to take someone's head off if it's for self-defense.
That's crazy.
I don't think that needs to happen. I mean, not that I know much about those kind of things, but I would guess.
So that's what I'm excited. I'm excited to like make myself a cocktail, heat up some leftovers, and just get into it.
That sounds like fun.
I'm excited for it, and I'm home alone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because my beloved is in he's celebrating his birthday, but he's having fun with friends.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Don't give the location out. But you guys are doing something special tomorrow or something like this?
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah. Because I'm going to be at rehearsal in the nighttime.
What?
Yeah. So
you're married. That's it. You're done.
It just didn't work out.
Special?
It just didn't work out.
It just didn't work out.
Yeah. So I don't know, man.
All right.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, maybe I'll send him a happy birthday text.
Okay. Yeah. You could do that.
So he won't, you know, he won't feel that. Yeah. Okay.
I just got a Twitter alert.
Uh-huh.
Anything
good?
It said they retweeted a picture, but like, I don't care about that. Well, wait, hold on. Breaking news.
From a long time
ago? Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Boston breaks the all-time seasonal snowfall record as of 7 p.m.
That's great.
We did it.
Congratulations.
We did it, winter 2015. We did it.
Oh, I was, you know, I was wondering that. I saw it outside. It looked really, it looked like it was a pretty, I know it was supposed to be just a little bit of a storm, but it looked like it was pretty blustery.
I was a little bit bitter. I had to clean up my car before I left work.
Wow.
I was like, really? Because I put this away.
I know some people were like, I don't care about this. But
I care about it.
I'm glad. You know, we've been through the worst winter ever now. We can officially say that.
And it's right before spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be like 60 next week. Watch. I know. Just watch. I'm sure it's going to be like that.
So we are now, this is now the snowiest season on record with 108.6 inches.
Yes!
Take that.
Yes!
That's great.
Yes!
Worst winter ever.
Yes!
Take that, winter 2000.
And
I mean,
we were
winter
there
of 1995.
For that. I think they say 14 to 15.
Huh?
2014 to 2015.
No, no. Well, okay, sure.
Okay. we're going to take a little break. We'll come back with some weird news.
Absolutely.
Right after this. Stay tuned.
Sounds like you got a nasty cough.
Yeah, no shit.
Here, baby, try this.
Soothe?
Yeah, Soothe annihilates cough and cold symptoms.
Wow, I'm seeing donkeys.
That's the patented cough-killing concoction of codeine, morphine, and alcohol. Your cold will be history. How's your cold now?
Who the hell are you?
I'm your wife, fool.
Soothe kills a cough fast. And for the kid's chesty cough, it's Soothe Junior, the medication that comes in a fun, animal-shaped container kids will love.
Hey, look at me. I'm binging on medication just like Dad.
Ugh. Oh, my God, he's barely breathing.
No, that's just the medicine doing his magic.
Thanks to Soothe, his cough is history. With Soothe, you'll forget you had a cough, your name, or where to properly go to the bathroom. Feel better fast with Soothe.
Whatever happened to Hootie and the Blowfish? Find out tonight.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. And we are back, The Derek and Kay Show.
Yes.
In the most worst, severe, well, what would you say?
The snowiest winter on record.
Thank you.
So if you hadn't been listening and you're just tuning in now, which no one's tuning in now because we can see there's no one in the chat room, that's okay. Boston has had its snowiest winter on record. So we are now, we have a right to be pissed off.
That's right. It all makes sense now.
Now it's okay.
Yeah.
Now we can have spring.
Yeah. We're done with it. Perfect timing.
Yeah, I was hating this today. I was like, really? You think it's still doing it?
I think it was only supposed to be like for a couple hours.
Really?
Much of anything, yeah.
It was raining earlier. It still says light snow showers right now.
Wow.
Boo. But it says it's supposed to stop at 8 right when I'm leaving, so that's cool.
So it must have been like 2 inches of snow.
Yeah.
People love talking about the weather.
Well, I mean, when we've had the kind of weather we've had, I mean, you can't help but talk about it.
That's true.
It's bitter. Crappy weather. Definitely crappy weather.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Snow is bigger than your head.
it's serious.
I mean, that's serious. All right, is it time for the weird news?
I believe it's time for weird news.
All right.
I got Derek's weird news. I got Derek's weird news.
All right. It's good. All right, first story. Oh, wait. I don't want to start with that
one. Uh-oh.
I don't want to start with that one.
You don't? Why not?
I have these, like, in a very specific order here. Okay.
Really?
Well, the first story. Whoops, we already did that. this one comes to us from Colorado. Car plows into a Colorado pizza shop with a woman on a hood. Everyone's okay, though. A woman walking past the Colorado pizza shop was hit by a car, landed on its hood, and was pushed through a plate glass window. And the store, amazingly, she immediately hopped off the car and all the debris escaped serious injuries. A surveillance camera captured Wednesday night's incident inside the Pudge Brothers pizza shop in Aurora. KUSA-TV reports that the driver apparently hit the gas pedal instead of the brake and jumped the sidewalk, and the woman was walking by, crashed into the store. And amazingly, no one was hurt. Police immediately didn't return the phone call, but they showed up pretty quickly. And that's what's happening in Colorado.
Again, with a gas brake mix-up.
I know, right? That happens all the time. That's always
the
thing.
Hell?
I don't understand what that... These people clearly can't drive a standard with three pedals. I mean, forget about that. I mean, it couldn't be much easier. One's go, one stop. How do you mix the two up?
I don't know.
I don't really understand that.
I don't know, man. It's ridiculous. But I like pizza, though.
Pizza's good, right? Yeah.
I hope.
Can you imagine that?
I kind of want pizza, but like I got Thai leftovers at home. Sorry, I got a little something over here. I got Thai leftovers, and I think that's going to be the thing. I just got to stop and get some soy sauce, though.
Oh.
Because I'm ghetto, and I like to put soy sauce in my Thai food.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Do you want...
It's a little bit ghetto.
I might have some of those packets. Is that good enough?
Oh, really?
Then we'll have to stop.
I might take the packets.
Okay.
So ghetto.
Take the packets and go. So this is like...
And pour some wine. Enjoy it.
There you go. I feel... So this kind of story, I feel like this happens... This happens like all the time. Like this is such...
With
a,
old people?
This is such a weird news. It actually doesn't have the age of the driver.
Because I feel like that's an old person
thing.
Old...
We've seen that happen with old people. That's happened in Florida a lot. There's a woman who went up the sidewalk once. but I'm glad... I'm glad everyone's okay. That's what makes it good on the weird news story.
Me too.
Keeping with the pizza theme.
Oh, my goodness.
You're right there?
Yes, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
All right, keeping with the pizza theme.
It's been a long day.
The next story, this one comes to us from Florida.
Shocker.
Thieves steal more than $85,000 in pizza cheese.
Why are they stealing pizza cheese?
Well, they made off with a refrigerated tractor trailer truck filled with $85,000 worth of shredded mozzarella. The cheese bound for... Hungry Howie's Pizza Distribution. I've never heard of this chain. In Central Florida. The truck was reported stolen on Sunday. The driver and his girlfriend left the trailer. And then they came back. The truck was gone. Deputies say the hauler was also reported missing on the lot the day that comes before Sunday. The missing trailer had a white mud flap. And it said Hudsonville Trailer Sales on them. Truck's valued at $62,000. And that's what's happening in Florida.
I like pizza with cheese on it. I like goat cheese, too.
It's good, right?
Feta on pizza sometimes with like some basil and
stuff. Oh, that is
stuff.
Good. Yeah. Do you ever make
Katamata olives and stuff?
Hmm? You ever make your own? Make your own?
Roll
the dough?
Eve does
Oh, that's
that.
Right. He's big into that.
Yeah. He likes to throw the dough and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it and spin it. That's what got me hooked.
Uh-huh.
He invited me over for dinner and he made pizza and he's like throwing it.
That's what worked for you?
Yeah. Yummy. I was like, wow, you can throw the pizza dough? That's pretty cool.
So he's got the pizza peel, the big wooden thing?
He's got a paddle. Pizza stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one of those.
It doesn't have a paddle. It just has, it's like
he
round.
He doesn't have the paddle?
No, it's just round. And you take it out with your gloved hands, not your
he takes
hands.
Up he takes out the stone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, he likes to put the toppings on.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes not artichokes, but like anchovies. It is the first time I ever had anchovies on a pizza.
On
ever.
Pizza, yeah. I guess that's good. I don't know. I've never had it because I'm a lifelong vegetarian.
They're pretty damn tasty.
Yeah. Okay. Salty, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also good on Caesar salad.
Okay.
That might be good. What am I? I'm not feeling everything but the leftovers right now. I'm like talking about pizza, Caesar salad with anchovies. What is the problem? Should I eat them another time? I'm upset.
Well, if you got the leftovers, it could always be lunch. The leftovers could always be lunch. You can make something else. Why don't you make a pizza? Steal a pizza truck or steal some mozzarella cheese.
I think I can afford some cheese.
All right.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I have sights for like a Caesar salad with anchovies, though. I'm talking about it. It's yummy. With the cheese and the little fishies.
That's right.
Dressing up in there.
Oh, you want it?
And
I don't have.
It's
yeah.
Okay. Get some butter up in there. And the croutons.
Get some butter up in there. I'm all good with
that. Oh, croutons.
Yeah. You can have a really good Caesar salad. Which, I feel like tonight I should have like some meal appropriate for the
TV show.
For the TV show, like I should have like pasta or something. Or are they Jewish? Should I have something like more like a matzah?
I don't know. I just want to see how long this music bed goes.
Me too.
And what the ending's like.
But it's got like a mob feeling, so maybe I should have I should have like pizza and like pasta and like Caesar salad and stuff and wine.
It's definitely a red
this music
wine.
Music is so long. It gets exciting.
Wow, I thought it was going to end
like
there.
Another key. It's very exciting.
Yeah, that brings hope when they...
RJ Gimme says he likes white pizza with black olives.
Yeah.
I like the Guatemala olives. They're the saltier ones. You like those?
I don't know if I know that. This is so long. I'm just... This is so... All right, that was good. Well, yeah, that was really good. That was a long way to go, but it was worth it, right?
Wow. Was it though?
All right, let's move right along to how are we doing on time? Maybe a couple,
we're doing fine.
Maybe a couple more.
Okay.
All right, how about this one? This one also comes to us from not Florida yet. This is Indiana. Another one from Florida coming up though. A meth lab discovered at a Walmart restroom in Indiana.
What?
Yeah, restroom at
hold
a Walmart.
Hold on. You got it. It's a meth cooking is like a really big deal.
Yeah, so this guy brought in a backpack and just started cooking meth in the bathroom. In Eastern Indiana, it's been closed indefinitely after an employee discovered the man working the meth lab inside the bathroom. He really didn't want to leave the bathroom without his backpack, which I guess had much of the goods in it. This happened Thursday at around 11:30 p.m. The newspaper there reports that police brought in a meth suppression team to remove the dangerous chemicals, and the restroom has since then been closed for contamination. And that's what's happening in Indiana.
I don't even know what to say.
You know,
you said Walmart?
Yeah, it's a Walmart. It's in a bathroom.
That stuff
can be very explosive too, I guess.
Yeah, you guys. I mean, it's like. I'm telling you, it's like the Orgo Chem Lab. Because it's the same thing. It's the same. You're doing organic chemistry in there.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of stuff you're getting going.
Stuff.
Excited.
Could explode.
That's true.
I keep telling that story about the Orgo Chem Lab and how I didn't want to do anything, especially that acid to base step.
Because you're worried about the explosions?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking to my partner. I'm like, why don't you do step three?
Science is exciting.
I don't want to have use the the lab shower where you take all your clothes off and shower in front of everyone.
Let's get naked.
Yeah. Or the eye wash station. I don't want to use that either.
Is that another Apple product?
You mean like eye letter wash?
Yeah. No.
It's not. It's not something you ever want to use in the lab ever.
I think the iWatch just came out this week.
Oh, the little the watch for
is
real?
Is that what it's called? No, it's called Apple Watch.
I think it's called Apple Watch.
Apple Watch, not iWatch.
Isn't the
Sorry.
Gold one like $10,000?
Yeah, it is.
That's
seriously.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's a lot of
that's
coin.
Only that's for rappers.
Yeah.
Because who's buying that besides rappers?
You're right. You're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. That's totally what that's marketed for. It's people that want because it's a limited, so you buy it.
It's going to be obsolete like next year.
A little conversation. Yeah, exactly. Right. That's what I'm trying to say. Like you buy a $10,000 watch and it's good for years.
Yeah.
Not so much in this case.
No.
I guess I heard something that they're going to have maybe like some kind of buyback program. I don't know how well this is going
to happen. Oh, for real? For the $10,000 donate,
I don't
too?
Know what's going to happen.
What happens if you get some water on it?
Yeah.
Is it water resistant?
It might be done. No, I think... I think I heard reports that someone... So people have these that actually are working at Apple. They've been using them.
Uh-huh.
And I think I heard something that someone even used one in the shower. It was okay. I think it's resistant. I don't think it's waterproof.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were in the shower? Just taking a shower with their watch
I guess
on.
They were just trying to push the limits. I don't think that's a good idea.
And you saw the new Macs coming out, right? With no USB ports?
It's got one port,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah. It's so Apple. One port to rule them all.
That's real ballsy, isn't it? It's really...
Well, yeah. They'll make all the money on accessories because everyone's going to have to get
the dongle. It's almost like an FU.
Yeah, it totally is. Yeah.
You want to use a USB thinking thing? Yeah. Here, you. How about this dongle?
Yeah.
$30.
Well, and it's not only that. It's you're going to have to get ones for multiple things. Like you're going to want the power.
Yeah.
If you want another monitor. Some people use multiple monitors. Anyways.
Apple's crazy.
Not a tech show, but we like to talk about it.
I mean, I want it. It looks good. The gold one looks sexy.
Yeah, it does look good. It does look good.
But I mean, one USB port. What are you doing?
I just got this MacBook Pro that I got that got expanded because the battery is bad. That's I'm not really buying new products.
I like buying new products though. I like buying new silly sexy products. I mean, you can get some old products on the cheap.
Yeah, this MacBook Pro was pretty cheap. I'll tell you, it had a busted battery and the CD-ROM.
I guess I'm selective. I always want to try to get a deal on some things, except for Mac products. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I'm like, I've never bought a new one. I don't know. This is how I work.
Because like the Dyson, I got a deal. I got a tax-free.
You got a good deal on that?
Yeah.
That's good.
Tax-free, baby. Tax-free.
I told you this CD I found in this this laptop when I fixed it.
Oh, yeah. It had a woman on the bathroom toilet.
Crapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
True story. All right, let's get back to the
I'm on USA Today website and they just got the red bar just popped up. Boston breaks seasonal snowfall record.
Oh wow. All right. Yeah. So it's really big news.
National news, baby.
Feel
national
really news. Good about that.
It's USA Today, because that's like what's that? That's like the Onion of news. Of real news. Isn't it?
I don't know.
It's all colorful,
Do they still have print?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's expensive too.
Let's get back to the weird news. This one. Oh, we already did that. This one comes to us from back to Florida. Also in a Walmart.
Yeah.
I think it's a Walmart. Yes, it is a Walmart. A man accused of taking alcohol, macaroni, and a lamp. Fort Walton Beach man is accused of taking these items, a total of $40.40 from a Walmart.
Just macaroni or macaroni and cheese?
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, okay.
49-year-old Matthew Roy Warner had picked up the two 12-packs of Bud Light, like a cranberry drink. Do you know about that? I've never heard of this.
I don't know. We could Google it.
And a box of Velveeta macaroni and an Energizer headlamp. What do you think he's going to be doing? He tried to leave the store through the main
exit. I
want to
come, though.
Without paying, he was detained and the merchandise was retrieved. And that's what's happening in Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
What could possibly happen with an Energizer headlight,
mm-hmm.
some macaroni and cheese, and some Bud Light drink?
He's going to go have himself a good camp. Like, he needs something to cook the macaroni with, though.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's gonna? I don't know. I think he's gonna make his way. Maybe he's probably gonna break into a house. No,
with macaroni.
No, I don't know what would he possibly be doing. What was it?
I don't know.
Wish he would.
I'm gonna look up the Bud Light. Cranberry.
Check that up.
Cranberry.
Look that up on the internet. Okay.
Take a spin now. You're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
I'm going surfing on the internet.
That's good. Yeah.
This is taking a while.
Is it taking a while?
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
Uh huh.
Bud Light. Lime cranberita.
Cranberita. Yeah. What's that all about?
You know what? Ironically, I saw this on the Celebrity Apprentice this season.
Mm-hmm.
They have a line of margarita type products.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Excuse
one
me.
Of them. It's gross.
Hmm.
I mean, Bud Light, it's so gross anyway. It tastes like urine.
I've never had either of those things.
Maybe I'll get you one next time. Next week, I'll get you a Bud. No.
Okay.
I'll get you a Bud Light. Hmm. We can drink it on the show.
Really? I've never had one before.
It's nasty.
Never had a Bud Light.
I mean, it tastes... You know what? It just tastes like pee. It's really watery. Like, it's like watered down.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
I think I've smelled it before and it smelled gross.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
But maybe this Cran Rita is good. Cran Burrita. Because it's Cran B-R-R-R Rita. I don't know.
Hmm.
It's crazy. It's crazy anymore.
It is crazy anymore.
With a splash of Bud Light Lime. Ew. So it's like a margarita with a splash of Bud Light Lime?
Well, you know they got, and you go into those, and you go to those Mexican type places, and they've... Yeah, thanks. And they got all those, they've got all those beer and margarita drinks. They got that one that the beer has got a holder on the margarita glass and it's actually pouring in.
What?
You ever see that?
No.
It's like...
They also have an apple Rita.
Hmm.
That's so gross. Strawberry Rita, like lime Rita, mango Rita.
Uh-huh.
Why they gotta have beer in it?
You want just the drink.
Yeah.
It's
gross.
Yeah.
I don't know. Still debating what to do about food.
Really? This is a big thing. We better move this on now.
Well, I mean, the Caesar salad sounds good, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't know if I've actually ever had a Caesar salad.
What?
I'm not sure.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You don't think you've ever had a Caesar salad?
I'm pretty sure I haven't.
What's going on? That's like the most common salad.
What's a Caesar salad?
It's romaine lettuce,
mm-hmm.
Parmesan cheese, mm-hmm. croutons, Caesar dressing, and optional anchovies.
Is that in the dressing or is that in the salad?
It can be in the dressing or just on top of the salad.
Okay. I definitely had a salad that sounds like that.
Okay.
But probably not with the anchovies because I wouldn't know what that is.
Most people don't get it with anchovies on
okay.
it.
Okay. So I guess I've had that salad
okay.
before.
Yeah, all right. Caesar salad is so common.
Yeah. I didn't know. I do like the croutons and the lettuce though.
Those are good.
I
like lettuce. So what's on my list here? This is the randomest random. Soy sauce, gas, visa. Oh, visa. All right, go ahead with the weird news. I got to pay my bill.
All right, you know what? I think, giving the time, I think that's
Are you
it
done?
That's it for the weird news.
Oh, no.
What's wrong? No?
No, I want another story. You don't have any more stories?
I always have extra stories.
Can I hear another one? One more story.
You want to hear one more?
Yeah.
All right.
It's getting sized.
All right. You're just getting sized.
Yeah.
All right. So you have a choice. You want to hear about a fat hot dog, a Dutch hound, or do you want to hear about a naked woman at a drunken grown-ups?
Yes.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts story.
Naked woman at Dunkin' Donuts coffee shop usually wins. All right, this one.
Always wins.
This one comes to us also from Florida. Woman sat outside a Dunkin' Donuts naked for a dare, police say. Woman arrested sitting outside Dunkin' Donuts with no clothes. And she told police that she did it on a dare as part of joining a dance troupe, according to Green Acres Department of Public Safety arrest report.
Oh, dear.
The police were called to the donut shop around 9 p.m. Sunday in response to a woman that was completely naked, sitting outside, fully exposed. That's what
And there's your vagina.
And they asked her if she was okay, and she simply said that she was just doing this on a dare to be part of this dance troupe. There's a lot of onlookers and... Confused people. And that's what's happening in Florida.
Let's get naked.
I'm looking for a donut joke. Hmm. But I don't have any.
There's a hole in every one.
There is.
Hmm.
All right, I guess we can take a break and come back with the hot topics. I don't know.
That is the weird news. I'm just going to throw this one out there. Wow.
We'll do a quick Hot Topics when we get back.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yep, super
and
quick.
And then we'll decide what Kay's going to eat for dinner.
Yes.
That's what the whole show's been about.
I'll make a decision.
That sounds pretty good. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
This is the Darren
Derek and Kay Show.
Each year, tens of dozens of puppeteers suffer serious hand injuries because they didn't use the proper lubrication before stuffing their hands into a puppet. These injuries can range from minor chafing and small blisters all the way to the loss of a limb and death. Luckily, there is a solution. Felt Up Hand Puppet Lube was specifically designed by scientists to provide the lubrication that feels good, but also keeps puppeteers safe.
I feel good. My puppet feels good. And because of Felt Up, well, we're both healthy.
If you or someone you love uses hand puppets, don't they deserve to get Felt Up?
If I didn't get my son Felt Up when he was younger, he might not be here today.
Felt Up Hand Puppet Lube for your loved ones.
Nothing really bubbles up a party like a hot tub.
Lovin', hot tubbin', jacuzzi, hot tubs.
At Lovin' Hot Tubbin', we have a wide selection of hot tubs that you can seduce all your party goers with. Check out our new SCX BJ69 model with champagne glass holders and a secret compartment for prophylactics and pills. Only at Lovin' Hot Tubbin'.
Lovin', hot tubbin', jacuzzi, hot tubs.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show, hosted by Derek and Kay, but you probably already assumed that.
Money talks, money walks in, gotta pay those bills. They say money talks, money walks in, I talk to my girl.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back. All right, super disturbing. I was trying to pay my Visa bill just now.
During the commercial break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Credit card not showing on my account file. Like, just gone. Like, like it doesn't exist.
That's weird.
This is totally weird,
I'm not
right?
Sure what that. I'm not sure what that means.
What the hell?
You mean login? There's, like, no account in there when you log in?
My credit card account is gone from my, like, profile.
Huh.
Like, I can see all my other accounts, like my savings account, my checking accounts.
That's weird.
The credit card, zippy.
I don't know what's going on there. I don't
like
that. Out.
Yeah. I'm going to have to call the bank. Anyway, it's time for the Hot Topics. Real quick. Oh, my gosh. I don't have the tune here ready. Let's see. I don't have it. Do you have it?
I got it right here.
All right, Hot Topics. Yeah, here we go. Hot Topics. All right. That was disturbing. Anyway, this is not really a super hot topic, but I thought it was kind of cool. This is the sound of a bird.
Ooh.
And I came across it on somebody's Facebook feed, and I was disturbed by it. So, oh, there's a commercial before the bird thing happens, so let me just mute that real quick.
Oh, that's a cow.
That is definitely
that's
a cow.
That's not a bird. I thought it was crow.
I've heard some birds lately, which is the promise of spring. All right, here is the bird.
No way.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun game.
Sounds like dubstep, doesn't it?
Sounds like a video game.
This is one bird.
That's crazy.
I like the gun sounds, though. I hope that we could hear that again. The toy gun sounds.
Yeah, it's good. That's so weird.
Isn't that weird?
Wow. So weird. It's like a monkey.
Yeah. And they mimic, like, car alarms and stuff.
Yeah, that's really crazy.
The gun is the best. So that is a bird that's just a mimic, and it just mimics different sounds. It doesn't have its own sound. It just has...
Doesn't have a unique sound to itself? That's interesting.
No, it doesn't.
What's this bird called again?
The lyre bird. So, like, lyre the lyre, bird. Like the instrument. L-Y-R-E, lyre bird. So... It's mimicking bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It's just a mimic. It doesn't like make its own sound. Anyway, next in the hot topic, there is going to be powdered alcohol called Palcohol.
Yeah.
So yeah. What did you hear about this?
Well, I just heard that it's something that that's coming to market, and I guess the big talk. I don't really know a lot about this, but the big talk is how. They're going to have to relook at like regulations state by state and things like that, because it's not a liquid, doesn't really meet those things, and a lot of people are like smuggling it into things and like pouring into drinks and a lot of potential risk there associated with it. But I don't know much more about it.
It said each packet weighs an ounce and turns liquid. USA.com. It's into 6 ounces of liquid. It makes like a shot, or like a regular shot of alcohol, and it comes in 5 flavors: vodka, rum, cosmopolitan, and powderita, and lemon drop.
Wow, that sounds really strange. I mean, I'd be curious to try it, but it kind of sounds to me that this sounds like people that are. It's like a, it's taking out the fun of drinking. It's like people that just need to get their drink on.
Well, they say it's for like campers and hikers. Mm-hmm.
That could be kind of convenient. I could kind of see a use for that. I've been camping before, or out in a festival or something like that, and want to make a little drink at the end of the night. That could be nice. But I don't know. It seems like it's taking out the classiness of cocktails.
It does. It's powdered alcohol. Yeah. I mean, come on.
But I'd be curious to try it. I might give it a try.
I would try it. Can we get some?
I don't know. Where do you get it?
There's a company's website. Like, can they like ship it to us?
I don't know about that, but wait, one little side note
here. Distribution. Here we go. Yes.
Which I'm kind of excited about. Not the service that I need, because I haven't bought, alcohol in a lot. I'm well stocked here.
Yes,
I don't need to buy alcohol.
You don't need to buy ever again, ever.
I've got too many bottles, but I just got a postcard in the mail that one of the local liquor stores delivers now. You can actually get
a
bottle delivered.
That's insane.
Which always sounds cool to me.
It sounds good in a
party. Probably a fortune, but anyways.
Yeah, I bet you it's a fortune. It says thank you for your interest in distributing Palcohol. We're not looking for distributors in the United States.
Oh.
Damn.
I bet they're fighting some legal things.
Yeah. Otherwise we'd be able to get some.
Yeah.
Oh well.
I wonder what the deal is. Maybe you can order it still.
I don't think so. Like, where would you be able to get it? Not from this website.
Maybe you can order it from overseas.
Because it says there's no way to...
Or
yeah,
Canada.
They're not selling it yet.
They're not selling it yet.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fighting a lot of legal issues before that comes to market.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a while before we really see it happening.
But interesting.
And lastly, yeah. Oh my God, we have like 2 seconds. Lastly, Rudy Giuliani's daughter arrested at Sephora for stealing $100 worth of merchandise, and she had $320 in her pocket.
90 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Just pay for your blush or makeup.
What's up
or whatever.
With these rich people stealing stuff?
I don't know.
That's
crazy.
Really crazy.
Anyway, that's it.
Okay.
That's all we got.
All right. Well, there you have it.
I don't know what I'm going to eat for dinner, and I don't know why I can't find my credit card account.
That's very curious.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's the show.
That's the Ides of March. Beware.
It flew by again. Yet another show flying by.
Absolutely.
Wow, why am I sweating up a storm over here?
I don't know.
It's a good show. It was exciting. We'll be back.
We'll be back next week.
Next week, yeah. Right? Same time.
Same bad time.
Different
same
show,
bad channel.
Same stuff.
Different
all
show,
good stuff,
though.
Yeah.
Different show.
We'll try to get some guests in here at some point.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
As spring comes near. Thank you all for listening.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.